Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Jim Kinder from the Orange Beach United Methodist Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Pastor.
Let's pray together. God, for the joy of life, we just want to give you thanks. It's been a good day. You've given us life. You've given us health. You've given us this incredible community surrounded by friends and family, for which we get to enjoy, do life, and share your love. God, as we deliberate your business today, we pray for your wisdom as we move forward to be the kind of community that you want us to be, sharing your love and light throughout this world and in this beautiful place. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costo.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. I'll entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 12 additional items. You can tell we haven't been here in a while. Approval of a liquor license for Carver Steakhouse. The second, a resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the fire department. The third, a resolution authorizing the purchase of a tractor for Coastal Resources. Number four, a resolution authorizing the purchase of skid steer attachments for Coastal Resources. Five, resolution authorizing purchase of cancer insurance for firefighters. Six, a resolution authorizing the purchase of stop loss insurance. Seventh, a resolution awarding the bid for public works building electrical work. And number eight, for plumbing work. Number nine, resolution appropriating funds to sponsor the 2020 Recreational Trails Conference. Number 10, resolution committing funds to host the SEC and NAIA soccer championships. 11, a resolution declaring a temporary moratorium on single and multifamily developments in general business districts. And number 12, an ordinance repealing ordinance number 2019-1340.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole on 12-3-2019, no objections, reading the minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. Our minutes stand approved as written. Okay. Any announcements by council?
Mayor, on February 19th, the Orange Beach Garden Club is hosting their 33rd annual Game Day and Salad Luncheon. Best home-cooked buffet luncheon you've ever been to. Tickets are $25. I happen to have some, if anyone would like to join us. You can come and play games, or you can come just for lunch. We appreciate your support. Thanks. And, Mayor,
anyone else?
Don't mess with the garden club.
Exactly. Anybody else?
And they are available at the Emporium if you don't want to come up and ask me for one.
Where's the Emporium?
Thank you, Miss Pat.
You can see she got all our money already. Yeah.
And where is the Emporium?
The Emporium at the Rouse.
Well, take advantage of the commercial if you go do it right. At the Rouse's
Shopping Center.
Right. Center. There you go. Exactly.
Thank you, Miss Pat.
Yes.
Okay, moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, where are we at here? Moving to resolutions. A resolution. Okay. Yeah. No. Hang on. Let me just see if there's another place I want to do this. Just to see if there's another place I'd rather do it, but that's not. Let's do it there. Okay. We're going to do presentation.
Yes.
Now,
that's
as opposed
good.
To later. That's okay. Mr. and Ms. Hanich? Thank y'all. We have, would y'all like to come up and say something? These guys are putting on our Christmas dinner for anyone that doesn't have family, just wants to come socialize, widows, widowers. It was a great event. My family and I went, and we thank you so much.
Mr. Mayor, Council, Steve Hennick, my husband and I would like to thank you all and the City of Orange Beach for everything that you all always do for us. This was our 12th year to do this Christmas Day dinner. This year we were blessed to serve and deliver 599 meals to people who were either shut in, sick, couldn't get out, all by themselves alone. We had lots and lots of people come in and sit down and eat with us. We delivered meals, 271 meals, to different commercial sites, security gates, our jails. And this was in combination with the Gulf Shores community. We just can't thank you enough, because so many of the people that we fed were actual volunteers who came in who were by themselves Christmas Day, and we were just all blessed to do it. We could not absolutely do it without your help and the help of so many of our sponsors and commercial businesses and our volunteers, and we just thank you so much.
Thank you, Vivian.
Vivian, thank you.
Steve.
I know many years ago when Steve and Vivian started that project, it was in the 150, 200, and many, many years we would go to places like the restaurants and the hotels and stuff and take the meals, and they would be shocked that they were coming, although somebody had told them how many they needed. And so the 599 is an amazing number of people served on Christmas Day. So thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
Awesome.
Steve, how many years have y'all done that?
12.
12 years. Thank you. Thank you. He's that kind of guy, you know.
Yes.
Well, it was wonderful.
What y'all do, it just speaks big. You can't say, especially for the holidays, you know.
It was a great, tremendous ministry.
My wife can't make dressing, so she's not here, is she? But thank you. I found my dressing for Christmas Day. All righty. Moving to unfinished business under resolution. Resolution appropriating funds to complete the bell tower, $141,246.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Is this the tower that's already erected? Is this for the bell itself? Or
When you left today, they gave us the breakdown. It was the electronics.
We got a picture.
$47,000, and then the rest of it was all the finishing of the tower itself and the interior bell.
From where it sits today?
The upper third.
The upper third.
Inside
closing
and out.
It in.
Okay, because this isn't just for the bell. This is to finish how it is today to complete.
This is the...
Pass that down.
Yeah, pass that down. Right.
The digital bells are 40-something. What's the...
44,654 for the digital in labor, material, and equipment. And then $96,592 for the hardy board and false windows and the enclosure of top.
That looks nice.
And it's inside and outside. So when you walk under it, you look all the way to the top.
Right. So. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution appropriating funds for the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber supporting an office in Orange Beach. We want to move to postpone.
Move to postpone consideration until our next meeting on the 21st.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a license agreement with the Wharf Retail Properties to provide office space to Coastal Alabama Business Chamber.
So move to postpone it as well to January 21st.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Miscellaneous. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license application for KOL Steakhouse. Doing business as Carver Steakhouse, Perdido Beach Boulevard, Suites B, C, and D.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is the owner here?
I believe
this is in the Palm Point Center next to Publix.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Okay. It's the old
Gilby's.
Gilby's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Moving to resolution. A resolution authorizing the purchase of a pickup truck, $30,876.75.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing payment of $3,000 to Coastal Alabama Business Chamber annual electronic recycling paper shred.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Socialize Your Business for social media marketing and consulting.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank y'all. Resolution authorizing the execution of software service agreement with Site Improve, Monitor City's website and improve performance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Shazam Interactive, website development and maintenance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, Bob Riley and Associates Lobbying Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, Vince Skoyak, Consulting Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle, fire department, state bid, $32,222.57.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a tractor, Coastal Resources, through Sourcewell, $49,902.55.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of a skid steer attachments, Coastal Resources, $24,641.50.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution authorizing the purchase of a cancer insurance for the Orange Beach firefighters pursuant to Alabama's Legislative Act of 2019-361.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Excuse me. Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a stop-loss insurance for the city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution awarding the bid for public works building electrical work.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Postponed, sorry.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting, January 21st, 2020.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
This one's going to be postponed as well. Resolution awarding the bid for public works plumbing.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on January 21st, 2020.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to the Alabama Trails Commission for 2020 Alabama Recreational Trails Conference, $1,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Wayne, is this your department?
Yes.
You want to just brief us on what this is? It's pretty exciting, I think.
Sure. This is University of Alabama with the State of Alabama Trails Commission. It's the first time in this area, and they're going to be featuring, of course, all our trail system, including the canoe trail system, as well as the backcountry trail. We'll have folks from all over the state coming in, folks that design and utilize these things. It's a pretty unique opportunity for us to kind of be the host in conjunction with Gulf State Park, which is why we're asking you to chip in a little bit of sponsorship there. And again, we'll have those groups coming from State Park. They'll be taking excursions, if you will, throughout Orange Beach. We'll have folks out on kayaks, believe it or not, in February, and folks out on bikes and other sections of the trail walking as well.
Good stuff.
Yes,
like
very good. Thank you, Wayne.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution committing funds toward soccer field improvements, Orange Beach Sportsplex for the purpose of hosting SEC and NAIA soccer championships.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Just for that you know, I know there's been a lot of talk about SEC in their last year of contracts, but we're going back with them again. So in NAIA, we've had some discussions, and I appreciate the Convention and Visitors Bureau folks Herb and your team, minus Mr. Brett, we won't mention him, getting this back. And thank you for your participation, the financial contribution to
yes.
And thank you for your fight to keep them. It's huge mm-hmm. in our shoulders. It's really impressive to see you guys step up to help at this level, too. So thank you.
So this tonight, this commitment, will give them the opportunity to put in the proposal.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes. And I think the neat thing is that both SEC and the NIA both voiced that they wanted to be in Orange Beach. So it's a good thing. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring a 120-day moratorium on the issuance of building permits for single and multifamily developments to be located in general business districts.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We have a public hearing that has been postponed, I think, or essentially.
Postponed.
Do we even need to make a motion to postpone? Because it's going back to Planning Commission, right?
Well, it still has to be approved by council.
I understand that.
But,
all right. Invitation to motion for postponement.
Move to postpone the public hearing until the next council meeting on January 21st, 2020.
Second.
Any discussion? So it's going to be heard next Monday?
Well, it'll either be heard, it'll go through Planning Commission next Monday.
The 13th.
And then it'll either be heard by us or on the agenda for approval.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving ordinances. Ordinance repealing ordinance number 2019-1340 and ordinance further amending the ordinance number 172, City of Orange Beach zoning ordinance, removal residential from general business zoning district.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Okay. Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay. We will adjourn and then immediately go to our committee of the whole without hesitation.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Calling the committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020 to order. Considering the previous minutes of our work session, Flood Damage Prevention Board. Regular council meeting, committee of the whole from 12/12/2019.
Can I do roll call real fast? I'm sorry.
Yes, I guess you can.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costa.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. And committee of the whole will move all those for review. Moving to new business on the miscellaneous review of architectural elevations for the Tom Thumb at the wharf. All right. Where are they at?
Yeah.
Are we going to do that now? Are they ready?
Yeah, I want to see them. Yeah, we got them.
The ones I've seen doesn't seem like it's in the best.
I haven't seen
in what we've asked them to do.
Yeah.
Did you say yes?
I want everybody to see it.
No.
I sent a second set of elevations that were a little bit more detailed and colored.
Yeah. With all due respect, that ain't coastal. That's a long way from what we expect.
What the request was changing it to the colors and the materials, the board and that, and so I don't know what else other things.
Okay. I think y'all need to just come see us, what I think, because that ain't going to get it for me. That ain't even close. We've asked everybody now that's doing a PUD to come in with something that looks like a coastal, which is board batten, metal roof. That's just another.
We just need more specifics on exactly what you want.
And remember, I told you to come.
You didn't give us any architectural
changes. I know, but I told you to come see me, remember?
Yeah, I talked to Griffin.
Okay.
I didn't know but you meant to come.
No, I'm talking about come to me. Yeah, come to me specifically.
Okay, I got you.
Because we know what we want pretty much. And we'll make it very easy, very clear, but it's not that. So, yeah, probably an 8012 pitch hip roof, metal. You're gonna want some. We want some shutters on Bahama style shutters, hurricane shutters on anywhere we can facing the road to give it some depth and some coastal. We want corbels around the roof line. I mean, it's real simple. It really is.
But, well, yeah, it's simple if you have those details. But I would
yeah.
The car wash. If you go to the car wash picture, Chris. It's a good example where some of the fake Bahama shutters right there just would add color and it would make that look totally different.
Okay, so we just want fake Bahama shutters, not actually on the windows.
That's what I'm saying. You need to come see me.
Yeah.
And we can solve all this in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got plenty of drawings and we can show you exactly what we're talking about.
But if you want a general idea, just look at the Shell station on the Beach Express.
Yeah.
Or this... Dollar General store just right up the street up here.
Staff sent those pictures.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were sent to the architect, but like I said, you know, the changes that were talked about at the last meeting were colors and materials. It wasn't the details that we just saw.
Flat roofs.
Well, if we sent those pictures, that gives you a much better idea of the feel and the look that we're looking for.
So you want architectural changes?
Yes.
So, you'll get in contact and set something up?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Set a public hearing date to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission regarding McCarran Parking Lot Addition. 1/21/2020, y'all good with that? Mm-hmm. Discuss cemetery tree removal. Is there any issues there?
Okay. What are we removing?
Some old trees.
Some dying trees down there, don't we?
Woody.
That's correct, if I may.
Thank you, Woody.
I was actually contacted by the garden club, Mrs. Oaks, last year, and I went out. She has concerns about some of the larger oaks out there that are rotten and actually pose a threat if they were to come down for some of the markers. And so I flagged them and basically took inventory and got some quotes, but... It's a situation where if they did come down, it would be more expensive and you know, a big problem if we were to. But I would like to work with the garden club in replanting some trees in that area.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to facilitate that.
I would love that.
So I think you got three bids
to
do the tree work. Mm-hmm. So is the low bid good? I mean,
I think so. I think so. The issue with it is that they're larger trees, so a crane is necessary, and of course,
they're huge,
aesthetically,
beautiful.
And if you haven't been out there recently, if you look around in that area, a lot of those trees have the tops taken out, and that's what we're dealing with.
It's a delicate extraction.
Most definitely.
Yes. Knowing that the grave sites are there. Is mm-hmm. Brian still maintaining, mowing for
us? Yes, somebody else doing that.
You do?
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So. Thank you.
Thank you, Woody.
Well, give me...
you know, the cemetery needs a whole facelift.
It does.
It really does. So before we yank these trees out, maybe we could get involved with some consulting with the garden club, Mayor?
Woody's asking that. I believe
I'll be happy
that.
To facilitate.
Whose responsibility is cemetery now?
The volunteer.
I have no idea.
Volunteer.
Okay.
You know,
why didn't we ever just take it over?
Well, we talked and talked about it, and we just, it kind of.
Talked about 3 or 4 years.
Yes, we did.
Well, let me expand. There was a Mr. Taylor wanted to donate some land for us to expand on.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So
right.
We were going to go that route, but before we did it as a volunteer board, we're going to turn it over to the city. There was some requests from Mr. Taylor down there. I think he wanted to reserve a few spots or something like that. We brought it to the council. We discussed it a few different times about moving forward. I don't know why it died. I think
more pressing interests.
Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, I came and talked to you,
city,
Craig. We sat down and we talked about
it. City was
going
to have to go and do a title and all that. And
yep.
Can we revive it? Because if we do need to expand.
Trust me, I'll speak for the board and the president's right there. We have no problems. He and I don't have any problems.
Okay. Well, Craig, will you get y'all get with me and let's set something up? But I'd like to look back and talk with Mr. Taylor, see what we can do to expand it.
Yes.
Because we do need more space.
I agree.
And,
I agree.
So,
and there's quite a bit of history there that we don't need to lose, and we need to take care of.
Okay. Exactly. Let's revive that and get that done.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Craig.
Discuss sponsorship of the Marjan Jane Trash.
Just skip right over this one.
Yeah.
I won't even try.
Y'all, it's not Smith or Jones. Coastal Resources Beach Ambassador in Worldwide Expedition and Study of Ocean Plastics. So.
Philip is out tonight. He and I discussed a few issues that he had on the agenda, and he said Wade will be there.
Yeah, last minute, too. Oh, by the way,
that's
one of those.
That's what I like about
it. Really neat that I was asking about it first.
Yeah, so another unique opportunity we bring before you. Marjan's one of our staff for multiple years now as a beach ambassador. She's done a lot of unique work even prior to coming to us with recycling and sustainable efforts. She's done quite a few things in the art arena, basically trying to draw attention to recycling and sustainable efforts. And she's even, I think, I'll let her explain the expedition, but she's wearing some of her work tonight. She's got a lot of beautiful photography that's been on display in multiple galleries, not only here locally, but around the world. I believe this expedition specifically was a worldwide selection process. Where applications were put in, and she is the only applicant from the Southern Gulf States or the Gulf States period that was selected for an opportunity to go. A lot of good information that will come back. While it seems like it is a world away when we talk about, you know, those mats of ocean plastic out there, it's really not. It's what we're doing every day out here with our shoreline program. It's affecting us daily in this area. So the more she can go out and learn and more education she can bring back to us, not to mention just getting our name out there and intermingled with some national and international folks. I'm going to let her say a few words.
Okay.
Love your headpiece.
Good evening. Yeah, this came in yesterday. My dress is like designed. All these pieces are from Alabama beaches.
Mm.
My headpiece.
Wow.
I even have a bag.
Oh, my.
Look at that.
That's going to be my bag.
Yes, that is a bag. A big bag.
I have a lot of stuff in that, but I will try to educate our people on the beaches, our children, study microplastics. This is what we found on the beaches. They're there, so they're not going away if we don't pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so little, you know, they're everywhere. And I'm going to have a chance to go on a sail expedition from Tonga to Fiji to study microplastics and see it. You know, we're part of a scientific program from the University of Plymouth in England, Hawaii, and Georgia. So it's gonna be big. And it's 300 women from different countries, 2 years, 30 trips.
Wow.
And they're doctors, they're scientists, they're filmmakers, they're artists. I'm an artist, by the way. I love my job here. I love to be in Orange Beach, and I'm very proud to represent the city. So I hope you consider it, and thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Can everybody see the shark on the dress? Do y'all see that? Is that a shark right there? Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Oh, yes,
makeup.
I see
it's not even a makeup.
It's a hammerhead.
Look at that.
It's beautiful, beautiful.
And we did have a C-Lab come over and taught a microplastics class during the summer where we went out and actually took samples. And what she's showing you there is the stuff that you can see. It's the amazing part is when they take it and they eventually eliminate the water, and what's left over is all this literally microscopic plastic, you know, pieces and filaments. And they're just everywhere. They're in everything.
We should bring back incinerators.
What
with filters. We'd incinerate this stuff. We wouldn't have near the issue. You remember when we were kids, there was an incinerator in every corner. And you just took your trash there and they burned it.
Or you burn it in your backyard.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the request?
What is the actual?
They're in the request for that $1,000 contribution to her going. You've got to raise your own money for the trip itself, but
$6,500 for a whole trip.
They already have almost $2,000.
$3,000?
Could you send us updates on your trip that we could post on our Facebook?
Yes, that would be very good.
And keep us informed about what you're doing and what you're learning and that we could share.
And I can get with Mark and Cindy and everything, make sure that we've got kind of a storyline leading up to
it. Up to it so that people can follow her.
Yeah, Philip also shared with how you teach and some of the postings you do on the internet. And
I try to do it for our staff on the beach too, that they at least know that, like this, I had the mermaid's purses. Mm-hmm. They think it was plastic, so I did a whole email on mermaid's purses.
Of course, some bad.
And also the grasses, for instance, that is full of trash, you know, like just go and check them, you know, take the hooks. Remove the hooks, remove the fishing line, remove the glasses. There's all kinds of stuff out there. I mean, but we try to do our best.
I'm just going to say God bless the captain of the sailboat, 300 women on that.
It's a woman.
It's a female captain.
It's a woman.
That way they'll come back.
Of course.
Yeah. They'll ask directions. Yeah.
Well, that ship has sailed already. It's left Plymouth already, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the fort leg that they're doing now.
Right.
The first in the North Atlantic was really, really rough, and they had a sail that broke, so they had to fix it themselves. And I was like watching and, you know, like seeing all those stories. I'm like, oh my God, I've never been on a sailboat, by the way. So,
you'll
if
enjoy.
Anybody wants to take me, I'm.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of work. So, how big is the boat? How big is the boat for 300 women?
72 feet.
Wow. That's not very big for 300 women.
14, well, where each leg has like 14.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to have to work.
Have you been out on a boat yet in some rough weather to see how it feels?
Yeah, once, like, really close to shore.
There's been some thoughts.
Leave that alone, huh?
I'll survive.
We're trying to steer her in the right direction.
Yes.
You might want to let her, Sean or somebody, drive her out there. And yeah.
Honestly, somebody needs to go get her seasick. I'm just putting it out there. You need to be prepared for that.
Well, my suggestion would be, obviously, scopolamine patches, but you need to play with them because a full patch puts my wife completely to sleep. Half a patch sort of works, keeps her from getting sick, but you really have to experiment with them. And being on a boat, once you get it, there ain't no experimenting then. You're done. So I would get out. I really would. I would get out this time of year and get in rough water and play with those patches and see what keeps you.
Yeah.
After 3 days, you'll get
old. Or you get used to it. One of the two, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just got to get to it.
That's like saying all bleeding.
Well, I have no problem with 1,000. I don't mean, whatever y'all want to do is good with me.
It's all good, yeah.
Okay. I'm good with it. As long as she keeps us informed about what she's doing. And
And I'm not, you know, I would like to put some educational programs for schools. So I would love to offer something back to if y'all want me in a certain environment. You know, if you want me there, I will do that.
Mm-hmm. It might be good at Expect Excellence maybe to have her talk to them about what happened and...
There are
our ongoing discussions.
Yeah, she could do an assembly possibly at the school. So
can you FaceTime Etsy?
No, because we're out in the middle of nowhere. So we do blog posts on the expedition Instagram page every day. But if I would have a radio, they could maybe call, I don't know, satellite radio or something? I don't know.
You'll probably have a satellite phone. They're pretty cheap now.
Sure, we got plenty of folks can help figure that out.
When do you leave?
The 12th.
May.
But we're going to educate local communities. So if Donga, we're going to educate local communities, talk to the officials, and then when we get to Fiji, we're going to do the same. So it's really going to be interesting to bring back here and to develop some decent program.
How much do you have to raise? $6,500.
She's up to
$3,000.
Almost.
I would seriously advise you go stay on a sailboat for a few nights, a few days.
Yeah.
Before you take this voyage, because this voyage is a pretty good leg that you're going on.
It's a seven-day leg.
Yes.
You need to come talk to the garden club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, they're great about
sponsorship. Make sure you give me your information so that I can contact you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to resolutions, a resolution authorizing execution of a performance contract with the Baldwin County Economic Environment Development Alliance.
That's budgeted.
Yes. Resolution authorizing the execution of a voluntary cooperation agreement with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Resolution updating the list of volunteer fire departments, fighters, reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation insurance. Resolution authorizing execution of an intergovernmental agreement with Baldwin County for maintenance of Navy Road.
Did we talk about that?
Over near Wolffield.
Over near Wolffield?
Yeah.
Yes. And we've already had one, so this is a renewal of a 2-year.
Mm-hmm. Any increases, any decreases, any problems that we've had? Why maintain it?
No issues.
Good. Okay.
Baldwin County performs the work and then they bill us.
They bill us.
They are much cheaper. They're already over there. They have a comprehensive road program.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Nunley offered to say, listen, we can do it much cheaper and we'll just bill you, invoice you.
It's only a couple $100 a quarter.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
It's minimal.
Thank you.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement with Harbor Communications to connect fiber to the Orange Beach Sportsplex, not to exceed $28,000. Moving to ordinances, set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Ocean's Edge PUD, 2020. Public hearing, metal siding from any warehouse buildings, 2020. Y'all good with that? Public hearing, JG Concepts LLC Vehicle Showroom, 2020. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll open the floor up to anybody that has a comment. Tim?
I'm glad I went to the supper last night because knowing that we're going to expand the road that we own now from docks to the end of to Bear Point. This Christmas, when my grandchild and my wife's grandkids were here, we got on bicycles and we rode from Cotton Bayou over to the kids' park. And y'all may be aware of this, and there may be something in the works already, but the intersection right there, when you come out of the police station, out of the back, to cross that canal road, there is and it is Alabama law that cars are supposed to stop. They don't. And it was really scary.
Right there at Callaway Lane.
Yeah, look, let me give you these pictures here to pass down.
The intersection I'm concerned with.
And what I would like to see y'all discuss and possibly entertain is putting up a flashing sign with a button,
mm-hmm.
such as the ones they use in Pedito Key. However, I've seen some that I think would work even better than those, and that is where they put the lights on all four corners
right.
of the sign,
mm-hmm.
and I think they need to be flashing red and not yellow. People know what red means. I mean, that's my thinking anyway. So I'm going, let me pass these around too.
Tim, on my way to the Coastal Arts Center this morning for the retreat, there was an elderly couple on the north side. There was a Jeep stop to let them go across. 10 cars in front of me go by, mm-hmm. and not load, not stop for them.
Right.
And I finally stopped, but I know exactly, I mean, you're right, it's a dangerous intersection.
And it was scary crossing that.
It's a thoroughfare for people crossing on bikes.
Right. And Tim, sorry, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Tim, I know the ones that you're talking about that's got the points, the four corners lit up. I've seen them somewhere over the holidays somewhere.
I did too, and I don't remember.
It's more in view of the driver, and just something flashing. It's their attention.
Gulf Breeze, I believe, have them, and maybe Pensacola and Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. All Florida Crossroads have them.
98.
But I don't think you.
I hope we won't wait until we expand that road. I'd like to see something done.
Well, we don't need it there as a problem. If we stop traffic for pedestrians there, it's going to back up into the intersection in the summer. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to work. That crossing needs to be moved down.
Can we move the crossing?
Yeah, but we'd have to put a sidewalk on the south side, but it needs to be moved down
right.
to the east to get away from all that traffic in that area.
And that's fine.
That makes sense to me. And
right.
So that's what we need to look at then. Because we're doing all that, all the drawings and the engineering now.
For the roundabout.
Yeah, for the roundabout and the three laning.
Yeah.
But we need that engineering done because we'd have to put a sidewalk on the south side to move folks down there before they crossed. So I don't know if we could do that immediately, but I think that that's something we can incorporate into that because we're hopefully going to start that when? I mean, we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs waiting on the money from the federal government now.
Right.
So. So if that sounds good, we'll
yeah, I just don't
want
to see
design.
Somebody hurt a kid, especially. And they're trying idea. To get to the kids' park.
Yeah.
And yes. Anyway,
well, we ought to be able to design that or incorporate that into the design, and see if we can't figure that out and eliminate, if we have to, the north side at the point we cross the mm-hmm. south side. Because
yes.
most people come to the south side either way. So we just move the south. Yes, ma'am. I think we just need to evaluate it.
I think moving it east.
You're moving it east and give some time.
Would
yeah.
make it better.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of the flashing around the sign, of mm-hmm. the newer signs, not just on a light up top.
Yeah, they have those. They're using them quite a bit. Pensacola, all along the beach, you've probably seen them. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm familiar with them. And they've been very successful with those.
I know.
You've got them flashing and people pay attention to it.
Right.
When you hit that button, it doesn't hold long. I mean, it's long enough for somebody to get across the road. I think that's better than a traffic light.
I think personally. There's a few down on West Beach Boulevard at the Gulf Shores beach accesses also.
We've looked into it with Public Works for specifically that location before. They're very expensive, and I think that Tim had said, you know, maybe we can look at it for next year, but I really like your idea, and I'll talk to Charles about moving it closer to, you know, maybe around the traffic circle someplace.
Thank you, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Just if you're not aware, the Gulf Corp, which is a division of AmeriCorps, but funded through some of the BP spill funds, and we've got two crews in town, two 10-person crews. They're coming over out of the Mobile office, and all these folks are young people, usually just out of college or postgraduate studies. They're all in some type of, for the most part, you know, conservation, ecology, biology, that type of realm. They're working. One group is down at the school system, working around in that wetland and that boardwalk that's had years and years of growth and hasn't been cleared, doing great work down there. And another group is out on the trail working on invasives on some city property sections of the trail. Big props to Public Works and Kenny and Tim for getting the forestry mulcher out there with us at the school. But we're definitely making some huge progress down there. So if you get a chance, come see those crews, tell them hello and thank you.
Thank you.
And check out the work down there.
Thanks, Wade.
Okay, thanks. Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
And Dr. Pouncey is 5 to 6:30.
Okay. Anyone else? Mr. Jeffries.
Bill Jeffries, 4688 Walker Avenue. I come in support of Jane Trash. I was on a program that the city ran through Coastal Resources called Waterway Shoreline Enhancement Program. One day when Mr. Mike Kimmering was the director of that group, the beach, and what I was on, he said, I have someone I need you to train. I said, I don't know. Well, I said, okay. And who showed up? That lady. I can tell you right now, my mantra on that boat was, if you see it, you get it. Didn't matter what it was. If it's trash, you get it. I didn't have to teach her anything. That girl is committed to what she has done, I'll tell you. We can do nothing but support that girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, if I don't even mind bumping it up, so if y'all want to do that.
Let's see what the Garden Club does.
Okay.
I wanted to get seasick first.
Okay. We'll figure out a way to get you.
So she gets seasick, one
yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. Before you start, the rule of a sailor, you do not bring glass beer bottles on a boat. Make sure you bring cans, okay?
No bananas. No bananas.
Sorry.
Hi. I'm Jennifer Fouch with Baldwin Realtors. Was wondering if the council mayor could expand or give some more background information on the repealing of the ordinance that is removing residential use from general business and then the corresponding moratorium on building permits for the same. Thank you.
Yeah, we had some concerns from we created non-conforming entities, and by creating those non-conformities there were some tentative sales of properties, and FHA financing would not go through because they couldn't get an appraisal on non-conforming property. Sort of something, an unintended consequence. So what we decided to do is we will rescind it to help those folks be able to move their properties, maintain the moratorium until we figure out a way to accomplish what we want to accomplish with residential NGB, but at the same time not creating, hopefully, non-conformities or eliminating non-conformities so it doesn't create an issue with people selling their properties. And most of that was on the beach, but we're going to look through it and evaluate it all. So that's what it was about.
So it's not a moratorium on single-family residents. It's just in the general business zoning areas.
Still trying to accomplish what we want to accomplish with the ordinance, but without creating grief for folks by having a nonconformity now in an existing building. So.
Does that make sense, you guys?
And I should have explained that. I apologize. Anybody else? Anything else?
Well, okay. There is a football game Monday night if y'all like to watch it. And my LSU Tigers are playing in it for the first time in a while, so enjoy it.
We're very proud of LSU, buddy.
Go Packers.
Go
Packers.
There you go, Mike.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you all.